So Charlie, welcome to Leighton Orient. How did you feel about the move? You must be really excited going into a new season.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think I could have picked a better one, obviously, being such a local club and such a big club, and obviously a club on the way up. And I think it's a perfect move for myself.
So what was the decision? Was it the manager as well as the club part of a new factor, him coming in as well?
Yeah, obviously. It's just a big club. A club I've played against at a lot higher level in my career, and a club that I knew was on the way up. And once I found out about obviously everything that's gone on with the takeover and Martin Lynn coming back in, I think it was a no-brainer. They were interested, and so was I.
With a week to go, I mean, how excited do you get as a player now with just a week to go in the new season, bringing through pre-season?
It's probably the best feeling, because there's only one downside to being a footballer, and that's pre-season. And this one ain't let me down. It's been a tough one, very intense, and been at it since day one. So when them games come around, it's the biggest relief ever. It's all you want to do. You can't wait till August, really. And this one's probably the most excited I've ever been.
I mean, obviously injured at the moment, but I think the more worry from all fans is, are you going to be okay for next week?
Well, yeah. Well, obviously, it was just a precaution, just obviously a little knock, so I didn't. So obviously, fingers crossed, but not definite to play in the game. That's up to the manager, whoever picks the team, and it's been some really good performances this year from all the boys. So I'm hoping to be available for selection and hopefully be selected.
How do you feel about the new acquisitions that have been brought in? A lot of experience, including yourself, but getting David Mooney and players like that coming in, going into the National League, must be really good.
Yeah, like obviously the National League is such a good standard now, but I believe we've still got many, many players that who could be playing at a high level. So to have that sort of calibre of player is a massive positive for the club. And obviously it's going to be tough. None of us have played together before, but it's good players, and hopefully it's been really good pre-season so far, and we're excited for the season ahead.
Do you think promotion is very achievable this season?
As I said, it's going to be tough with obviously so many new players and obviously new people, but I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to get promoted. I want to get promoted this season, and whether it happens or not, that's nobody knows, but there's no way we're going into this season looking for mid-table finish. We're here to win the league, and whether it'll be doable this season, obviously that's we'll see what happens, but my aim is I want to get a promotion.
Lastly, what do you think about in the future, in a few years' time? You see Leighton Orient hopefully getting out of the National League with yourself, and then pushing on in League Two and trying to get up the Football League.
Yeah, well, definitely. Like, as far, I've always known Leighton Orient to be a League One team or a League Two team that's going for promotion, so I'm hoping during while I'm here that it'll be the same. Whether it'll be League One or pushing for promotion in League Two, that's what I'm aiming for by the time I leave this club. So that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to play too many seasons in the National League.
I'm joined by Gary on the Leighton Orient Open Day. Gary, you've been coming to the O's for quite a while.
That's correct, yeah. I started off coming in 1968-69, and my first match was Orient 1, Plymouth 2. And I've been coming regularly ever since, apart from the last 2 years.
Yeah, so you've been away for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
As by choice, to take yourself away from the club in the atmosphere. You're back today. What do you feel about the club today and the direction it's heading in?
I think there's a real feel-good factor, and everything's positive. There's positive vibes. I've bought my season ticket, and I'm really up for it. And whether we go up or not isn't the issue. I just feel that we're in existence, and we're going to be here for 100 years, the next 100 years, or whatever, 200 years. And the main thing is Bichetti's gone, and that's the bottom line.
So, David, first of all, welcome back to Leighton Orient. I mean, how's it feel to be back at a place that you've already played at for a club?
Yeah, delighted to be back. You know, it's a club close to my heart. I think the 4 years I had here were probably the happiest time I've had as a footballer in England. And, you know, I've come back hoping to recapture them moments. And I think from what I've been involved in so far and what I've seen, the good times are around the corner.
What was the decision that made you come back to the club?
just sometimes your heart rolls your head, and on this occasion it was definitely like a decision from the heart. We chatted about it as a family. Obviously I had offers elsewhere, but once I knew that these were that Orient were interested, then it was the only real choice for me, you know. And then it was just a matter of getting the deal done and sorted, and thankfully that happened pretty quickly. So I was delighted to be the first signing as well of the new regime. And just shows that the club has ambition and that we're looking to go forward.
How difficult was it to you to see Orient in the state they were last season? Was it difficult for you to see as a player?
Yeah, it was, to be fair. I was obviously at a few games last year, and you know, it was sad, and you could see on people's faces who have like known over the years, and supporters when I was at the game, when I was at the grounds, when I'd be home or away, when I went to watch them, and you know, people just looked down. And you know, I think I said on another occasion, I spoke to Ada a lot, like even when I left, and I could just see that disappointment in his eyes. Do you know what I mean? And where it was, he found it hard. And you know, I think we're lucky to still have Ada here, to be honest. And you know, when you look at him now, he looks happy, bubbly, lively. You know, he looks back to himself, and so do all the staff in the office. So from that point of view, I think it's only bodes well for us as a club going forward.
And as that compared to today, days like today, everyone's smiling, very happy.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a photo.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's obviously good, isn't it? You know, the pre-season's gone really well. I think people have been happy with... Listen, we're not going to win every single game of football that we play in this year, but hopefully we can win more than we lose. But I think what people will get with the club this year on the team is that they'll get, like, good, open, expansive football, a team that, you know, want to play. And you know, if you've watched the last probably 3 or 4 pre-season games, you've seen that. And you know, the goals that we scored yesterday were, you know, only short of coming out of like a computer game, really.
Is promotion everything this season?
No, I don't think it's everything, but I think it's an ambition. I think it's got to be, you know, whether that's true first or true second to seventh. I think that's something that we've got to look for, and hopefully we can achieve it. But you know, there's 20 or odd other teams in the league looking for promotion as well, but I think the start's going to be massive. If we can start well, we're only going to get better, so fingers crossed August is a good month.
Hi, my name's Adrian. I've been an Orient supporter for many years, and looking forward to the future season.
Well, yeah, just how much are you looking forward to this season? Oh,
very much so, after the last few years.
And what do you make of the atmosphere today? Because it's completely different, isn't it?
Tremendous, and talking to everybody, they all seem very positive.
And, well, can I get a prediction for you? How do you think this season's going to go then?
Lots of new players have come in, and I think it will take a while for them to gel. So just to see the effort there and finish mid-table. Right. Anything above is a bonus.
James Pettigrew, season ticket holder for the gallery, remember? And I'm from Worthing, West Sussex, near Brighton. And I've been here late morning fan since I was 3 years old. And I very first became an Orient Junior member since I was 3 months old.
And how are you feeling about this coming season then?
It's going to be tough this season, to be fair. With this mess caused down by Italian's owners for the last 3 years, and as we've got new ownership, it will take some time. And I'd say I'll be very happy to finish on the top 10 of the season, next season. And if we get promoted, that's great, but we don't want to overconfident yourself. And if you can't control yourself, it's not going to be easy to settle down. And also, let's hope the fans will be happy with it.
And what about the atmosphere around the club at the moment? Give us a comment on that.
I say the atmosphere like today is superb, and we got the club back. So many fans say we want our club back, and we got it. And let's hope that we can get the atmosphere signed from Tuesday week against Solihull Moors. Then hopefully that'll be built up for the rest of the home games.
Josh, a new season, you must be really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm ready to start the new season. We've got a number of good players that just come in looking strong. We're looking fit. Season, hoping to play as many games as possible.
Now, we had a lot of managers last season. How does Steve compare? I know he's only been a short time, but how has he been in training and getting you to improve?
Well, I mean, Steve's been very good to all of us. He's been showing us what he wants us to do. Like, we've done a lot of shape, so he gets his point across. He's a good character as well. He doesn't mind a bit of banter, so yeah, everyone's taken to him quite well, and he's taken to us quite well. So yeah.
And you were one of the shining lights last season, in a season that was quite difficult for the club. I mean, how does it feel now going into the new season? You must be looking to continue your good form and with the club going in the right direction as well.
Yeah, I'm going to want to keep performing every time I play, but even now it's going to be hard for even me to get in the team because, again, we've brought in a lot of strong players, strong older players, and we still got a lot of strong younger players, so just going to try and do my best, play as many games as possible.
You seem like the sort of lad that is quite patient and happy to and took the chance that you did last season when you got a chance to play. So is that going to be the case again this season, do you think?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to wait until he gives me my chance, and then hopefully when he gives me my chance, I prove myself and then he takes to me. So, yeah.
And obviously you've got a lot of experienced players that have come in this season. How do you think they're going to help you as well to improve your game?
Yeah, I mean, like, Joby, who plays my position, he's always helping me, telling me what to do. And then you've got leaders in our team like George, Charlie, Mooney. They're always talking to the young players, making sure we're going the right way. Yeah, so they're always helping out. They even act as, like, second coaches to us. So, yeah, it's been good. Should improve a lot under them, yeah.
The National League's going to be different for the young players that you haven't experienced it before. How are you looking forward to sort of playing in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new challenge, so I'm excited for it. It should be hard, should be difficult. There's a lot of physical teams there, so I'm just looking forward to getting cracking and doing the best I can.
How do you think that's going to help your career further down the line, having played at this level and then further in your career? Do you think that will surely help you, like a load of other players that have gone on to be?
Yeah, it will help, like the physical side of my game. I think I need to get beaten up a little bit when I play. Yeah, it's going to help because I've got to learn to keep my head when I'm getting fouled, things like that, yeah.
What do you think about our promotion's obviously got to be a big step for the club this season? How do you think they'll go about achieving that this season?
Yeah, everyone's aiming for automatic promotion, no less, so we're just going to do our best to try and achieve that. Try and win as many games as possible, keep consistent. That's what we wasn't last season, but now I think we've got the players to do that.
Is Kenny Miller,
and we're here. It's the start of the season. How excited are you for when things finally kick off next Saturday?
Well, I should have to change my underwear because I think it's going to be very exciting, and I just hope for the best.
And let's talk about the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is now completely different around this club, isn't it?
No, it is, but you know, we've had, well, certainly last year and from November onwards, it was absolutely dire, and to say it was the pits is really understating what it really was like. It was really bad for all of us.
And where do you think Orient will finish this season? Where will you be satisfied as a fan, Orient, finishing?
There's no answer to that, I'm afraid. We finish where we finish, and you get what you deserve all over the season, so it's hard to say. Non-committal.